You're listening to Thank You, Jesus, Hour of Prayer with Mika, only on LA Talk Radio.
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Welcome to this time of prayer. Amen. We are praying. We are believing. We are walking by faith and not by sight. The Bible says that the just shall live by faith. Hallelujah. And that is a place of being connected, intertwined, cleaved to the Most High God. Hallelujah. And so, God, we bless your name right now. We bless you. We thank you. We glorify you. We exalt you. We lift you high. We set our minds on you, our attention on you, our eyes on you. Today, we are reminded that you are God, that you are the only living God, that you are on the throne. Hallelujah. And that you are sitting high and looking low. We are reminded that in you we are sitting with Christ Jesus in heavenly places. We are reminded today, hallelujah, that you have given us power and authority. We are reminded today that you have a plan. For you know the plans that you have for us, plans to prosper us and not to harm us, plans of a hope and a future. We are reminded today that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. Hallelujah. And every tongue that rises against us, we shall condemn. We are reminded today, hallelujah, that by your stripes we are healed. We are reminded today that with you all things are possible. We are reminded today, hallelujah, that we can do all things through Christ Jesus, who is our strength, who strengthens us. You are our strength. We are reminded today that your strength is made perfect in our weakness. We are reminded today that you are a God who makes ways out of no way. We are reminded today, hallelujah, that when we have faith in God, according to Mark, chapter 11, when we have faith in you, have faith in God is what the word says. And as we have faith in God, there's a thing that is possible to us. There is an impossible that is possible to us. It says, have faith in God. For verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. Therefore I say unto you, what things soever ye desire, when ye pray, believe that ye receive them, and ye shall have them. This is Mark chapter 11, verse 22, 23, and 24. I'm going to read 25. And when ye stand praying, forgive. If ye have aught against any, forgive. If ye have aught against any, forgive. We are reminded today that our that the decree is forgiveness. Hallelujah. That your Father also, which is in heaven, may forgive you your trespasses. But if ye do not, verse 26, forgive, neither will your Father, which is in heaven, forgive your trespasses. We need forgiveness. We want forgiveness, and therefore we give forgiveness. We need forgiveness. We want forgiveness, and therefore we give forgiveness. Come on, somebody. Yes, Lord. We want forgiveness. We need forgiveness, and therefore I give forgiveness. Ha, ha, ha. I give. I give in a way of forgiveness. Thank you, oh God, for making us rich in forgiveness. We thank you, Lord God. Yes, as we are reminded today, yes, andabasaya, that we're not adding up the account of wrongdoing. We're not tallying them, multiplying them, figuring it out to see if this will equal a forgiving situation. If this equals me to forgive, ah, that debt is cleared. Zero. Ha ha. The debt is cleared. Yetabasaya. The debt with me is clear. Now God is able to handle it. Mm-hmm. The debt with me is forgiven. Now you're able to handle it, God. Now this is on your docket, Lord Jesus. Now this person belongs to you. Now this situation belongs to you. Now you fight on my behalf because I have fully surrendered and it looks like forgiveness. Ah, Yerabosia, I have fully submitted and it looks like forgiveness. I forgive and allow you to be judged. Come on, somebody. Ah, Yeraboso. And so, God, today we are reminded of who we are in you, Christ Jesus. Today we are reminded. Here we go. Today, oh God, today, somebody say today. Today we are reminded that you are Jehovah Rapha. Mm-hmm. And that you are healer. Mm-hmm. Yes, Lord God. And in 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 24, it informs us. That's one of the places it informs us that by your stripes, haha, that we are healed. And so, God, we thank you. Today, we are reminded that you are able to heal the impossible, that you are able to heal the incurable, that you are able to heal the terminal, you are able to heal in the place where we have just accepted as norm, yarabasa yataya, and have accepted that our sentence is just to take this medicine for the rest of our life. Thank you for the medicine. Hallelujah. We are reminded that you are able to heal in this situation. And I thank you. And you are able to heal in this specific. You are able to heal no matter how small, no matter how great. You are a healer. You are able to heal the back pain. You are able to heal the migraines. You are able to heal the nerve issues. You are able to heal the sciatica. You are able to heal in the blood pressure. You are able to heal, Kayerabosso, the cancer. You are able to heal. Yes, God. Jehovah Rapha, you are able to heal. Yerabosso kondia rebasanda. You are able. He is able. He is able. We are reminded today. Ooh, he is resurrection. We are reminded today that he is miracle worker. Yes, we are reminded today. Yes, hallelujah. God, remind me who you are. God, remind us who you are in our life. We are reminded today that you will never leave us nor forsake us. We are reminded today that as we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, we will fear no evil, for thou art with us. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort us. We are reminded today that we are delivered from evil. We are reminded, thank you for delivering us from evil, delivering us from temptation, delivering us from hurt, delivering us from pain, delivering us from betrayal, delivering us from disappointment, delivering us from rejection, delivering us from abandonment, delivering us. We thank you, oh God, for delivering us from the bound place, of the past, delivering us, oh God, delivering us, hallelujah, Reba. We thank you for delivering us from worry, delivering us, oh God, from the excess stress of the thing. We thank you for your delivering power right now in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, oh God, that you are deliverer. We thank you, Heavenly Father. Make us more like you, oh God, as we submit ourselves unto you, a living sacrifice. Conform us to you, oh God. Renew our minds. Give us a fresh perspective. We need a new perspective. Ooh, we need a new perspective. Give us the mind of Christ, oh God. Let us be reminded in the face of all the sight of the news, of the things, of the cares, the responsibilities. Let you be the priority. Let your voice be the dominant voice, the prioritized voice, the clearest voice, the loudest voice. Let your voice mute and wash out and silence the voice of the enemy. Let your voice wash out and mute the voice of the circumstance. Let your voice wash out, mute, destroy, devour, consume the voice of the condition. Let your voice override our own voice. Come on, somebody. Let us get into agreement with what thus saith the Lord. Your voice, the Bible says that you are the shepherd and that your sheep know your voice. Let us be in the place of getting to know your voice even more, even if we know your voice and we think we know your voice. God, I'll say for me, I want to learn your voice even better, even sweeter, even richer, more discerning to your voice, Lord God. And that comes by way of spending time. And so by way of spending time in prayer, by way of spending time in worship, by way of spending time in your word, by way of spending time, hallelujah, at your feet. By way of spending time, come on, here we go, in obedience. Obedience is quality time with Christ Jesus. Hey, woo, yes, God. Obedience, yarabasa. I'm talking about a radical obedience. I'm talking about a steadfast obedience. I'm talking about bayandabasaya, a reckless obedience. Reckless to the things of and the cares of the world. That nothing is getting in the way. Nothing, no care, no person, no love on this earth, no desire is getting in the way. No riches is getting, no successes, no praise from the earth, no accolades, no. Even when everything is going good, it's just, well, it's good. It's good. There's no reason. Nothing is getting in the way of my obedience to you. And thank you, oh God. No distractions in this season. Let us be attracted to you, and not easily distracted by the things. If we're easily distracted by the things, then that means our attraction is towards those things and not towards God. Yes, God. Hallelujah. Yes, God. Let us be attracted to you. And that causes us to rise above distractions. Yes, God. Yes, God. Make us aware, hallelujah, of what is attracting our attention. Make us aware of who is attracting our attention. Make us aware, oh God, of the attractions that we have. And I pray, Father God, that you will make us holy in those places, oh God, that we will be holy unto you. And as you make us holy unto you, we are attractive to you, oh God, and thus making us attractive before you and man. That's favor. The Bible says that speaking about Jesus, and it increased in wisdom and stature and favor with God and man. Yes, I thank you, oh God. We are reminded today that we are increasing. Somebody say, I'm increasing in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and man. I don't care what it looks like. You are increasing in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and man. Oh, does that mean even when it seemed like everybody then turned and walked away from me? I am You are. I am. That's the declaration. Increasing in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and man. Hallelujah. 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 And if anyone walked away and was able to walk away, that doesn't change that I am increasing in wisdom and stature and favor with God and man. Oh, we thank you, oh God. Oh, we thank you, oh God. Oh, we thank you, oh God. We bless you, oh God. We glorify your name. Oh, Lord, we thank you. Mm-hmm. We exalt you. Thank you, God. Thank you. We are reminded today that you are Jehovah Jireh, that you are our provider, that it shall be seen as we obey your commands, as we seek ye first the kingdom of God and your righteousness, that all things are added unto us. O God, you are Jehovah Jireh, that it shall be seen. Oh, what shall be seen? The promise of God concerning your life. What shall be seen? The plans of God concerning you fully manifested. What shall be seen? The answers to your prayers according to his will. What shall be seen? Your needs supplied according to his riches and glory. Oh, you are Jehovah Jireh, and it shall be seen. What shall be seen? The Lord's presence in your life. What shall be seen? Is God moving on your behalf that even people will know and all will know? Oh, the Lord is with him. Oh, the Lord is with her. Yes, that's the reputation that we have. May that be our reputation. The Lord is with him. The Lord is with her. Oh God, we thank you. So God, we seek you. We seek you with our whole hearts. We love you with our whole hearts. And that is the first and greatest commandment, to love the Lord thy God with all of thy heart, soul, mind, and strength. Ooh, Jesus. And so, God, right now, we exercise our love. We practice our love by just being, we demonstrate our love by being with you. Show us, hallelujah, how to demonstrate our love for you. Increase us in our love for you. Teach us concerning our love in you. Reveal to us, Yataya, where we are not loving you with all of our heart, soul, mind, and strength. Reveal it to us and let us be unable to unsee it after seeing it. Reveal it to us that it will thrust us into a change, that it will thrust us into Rebasaya Ekandia adjusting, that it will thrust us, oh God, into loving you with all of our heart, soul, mind, and strength. We thank you, oh God. We thank you. Yes, God. We thank you, oh God. We thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you, righteous judge. Oh God, we thank you. We thank you. Yes, God. We thank you. We thank you for your goodness. We thank you for your favor. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you for your healing power. Oh God, we thank you. We thank you, oh God. We thank you, Lord Jesus. I thank you, Lord Jesus, and lift up every matter concerning us, legal matters, financial matters, matters with bills. I thank you, oh God, physical matters, health matters, relational matters. Oh Lord, shatabasa, business matters, occupational matters, professional matters, personal matters, childhood matters, children matters, spouse matters, marital matters, yasa, waiting matters, oh, all matters, yatabasaya, okoyo, eating matters. Yes, God, we thank you, oh God. Whatever the matter is, yatayabo, sondiyabasa, magadia, we thank you, oh God. Educational matters. We thank you, oh God. We thank you, oh God, for moving. We thank you, oh God, for speaking. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for blessing. We thank you, oh God, for changing. We thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Jesus. Oh God, we bless your name. Oh, Lord God, we bless your name right now. And we trust you and lean not on our own understanding. We trust that all things are working together for our good. For we love you and are called according to your purpose. Oh, God, we thank you. We thank you today that you are thwarting the schemes and the plans and the counsel of the deceiver, of the wicked one. Yerabosu urabasa. Oh Lord God, today we thank you. We thank you, oh God, that we are righteous in you, that we are forgiven in you, that we are loved by you. We thank you for your grace, oh God. We thank you for your mercy, oh God. We thank you, O God, for your redeeming power. We thank you, O God, for redeeming the time. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for the Kairos time, your Kairos timing. We thank you, hallelujah, for the Kairos timing of things. We thank you, oh God, for it seemed like we've been going treading against the wind. We thank you for a shift that the wind is coming behind us and thrusting us forward. We thank you for acceleration where there's been stagnancy or delay. Hallelujah. Ba-ande-o-ba-sa. We thank you, oh God. We thank you for blessing the works of our hand, oh God, according to your will, oh God. We thank you, oh God. We thank you for ordering our steps, oh God. We thank you for going before us, oh God. We thank you for the doors that you are opening, oh God. We thank you for the opportunities, oh God. Supernatural opportunities, oh God. Sudden opportunities, oh God. We thank you for the favor, oh God. Favor as we go. Hallelujah. Ya dabasa. We thank you. Bless in the place of employment, oh God. Bless and move, oh God, what you are speaking to us, Lord Jesus, because it's very specific concerning. Some you are ushering into employment. Others you may be ushering into starting your own business or starting their own nonprofit or starting their own bataya ministry of some kind. God, we thank you for your word. Calling us out of the boat. That we thank you for your word that causes us to walk and do the supernatural. That causes us yataya to defy the odds. Oh God, we thank you that even in the place of the odds being against us, when you are for us, who can be against us? If God be for us, who can be against us? God, we thank you. We thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord God, for just a relational blessing. We thank you, oh God, for marital blessing. We thank you, oh God, for even in that place of singleness. Thank you for the wholeness in the singleness. Thank you, oh God, for the wholeness with wherever we are relationally. Thank you for wholeness. I thank you and declare and decree that we are whole, that we are well, that we are blessed, that we are redeemed, that we are righteous. Hallelujah, Yataya, and that it is well. Oh God, I thank you that it is well with our soul. We thank you for restoring our soul, preserving our soul. Oh Lord God, we thank you. Hallelujah, we thank you. Hallelujah, we thank you. We thank you, oh God, that you're watering in those dry places. We thank you, oh God. I pray, Father God, that every place that has us out of your will, that those places will become dry. Yes, God, that it will so that you can lead us into your will and into your presence, oh God. Everything that we find ourselves doing outside of the vine, let it wither, let it dry up, Yataya, that we may find ourselves positioned back in the vine. We can do nothing apart from the vine. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord God, we thank you that you are the vine dresser of our life. I thank you, oh God, that you are the vine dresser, tilling to the ground of our life, tilling to the land of our life. I thank you for tending to the famine places, tending to the dry places, tending to the scorched places, tending to the barren places, tending to the fruitless places, tending to, oh God, babayandabasa, even tending to the fruitful places, pruning so that we are able to produce more fruit. God, we thank you for the victory in this day. Oh God, we thank you for tilling and breaking up the fallow ground in our minds, the fallow ground in our hearts, the fallow ground of our soul. Lord God, I thank you for tending to our hearts, softening the callous places. Oh God, I thank you. Lord God, we thank you for creating in us a clean heart and renewing a right spirit, that we have a supple heart. Yes, God. Let that be our portion in our identity, that we have a supple heart. Yes, God. Abounding in love, abounding in grace, abounding in forgiveness, abounding in faith, abounding in hope, abounding in trust. Ah, yes, God. We ask for wisdom, oh God. We need wisdom on this day. We ask you for wisdom. We ask for direction. Oh, we thank you for clarity. We thank you for instruction. We thank you for the know-how. We thank you for the application of the hearing, that we are not just hearers of the word, but doers of the word. We thank you, O God. We thank you, O God, that we are bayandaya, healthy doers of your word. We thank you, O God, that we are healthy at consuming your word. O God, we thank you. We thank you, O God. I thank you, O God, for a fresh anointing that destroys the yoke and lifts the burden, O God. Oh God, we thank you that you are ministering to us in those heavy laden places. We thank you, oh God, that you are ministering to us in those overwhelmed places. Oh God, we thank you that you are ministering to us in those afflicted places. Oh God, we thank you that you are ministering to us in those emotionally yatayarabasa burden places. Oh God, we thank you for sending your angels to minister to us. Lord God, we thank you. We thank you, oh God, for visiting us even while we sleep. We thank you, oh God. Oh, we thank you for showing us the way. Oh God, we thank you, oh God, for showing us, hallelujah, how to. We thank you, oh God, for showing us. We thank you for the illustration of Jesus. Let Jesus be our model. Yes, be that which we look to follow. We thank you, Heavenly Father. We thank you. We thank you for our relationship with you, O God. We thank you, O God, for your goodness. We thank you, Lord God, for your favor. We thank you, O God. Yeshaya, for your mercy. We thank you, O God, and am reminded, hallelujah, Bayanda Basaya, that you, O God, you, O God, you are a spirit. And they that worship you, we worship you in spirit and in truth. And so we thank you for your truth. Your truth is what we ascribe to. Your truth is what we, is the description. Your truth, hallelujah, is our portion. Your truth is what we abide in. Your truth is what we submit to. Your truth is what we bow to. Your truth is what we agree with. Your truth is what reshapes us. Your truth is what transforms us. Your truth is what molds us. Your truth is what we are filled with. Oh God, we thank you for your truth. We thank you for your truth. We thank you, oh God, for you are beautiful and you are wonderful and thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father God. Hallelujah. Yeraboso, Rebasakatia, Rebasando, Robocoroso, Yerabasaya. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Bayenda, Bayenda Raboso. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We praise you. We praise you. We praise you right now. We just stop and praise. We stop and praise. The Bible says to rejoice always. And so we take this moment to rejoice. Hallelujah. We take this moment to rejoice. We stand in the midst of. We stand in the midst of. Whatever it is, however it is, and we rejoice. The Bible says to count it all joy when we find ourselves in diverse temptations, in various trials. Count it all joy. Reba Sandaya, for the trying of our faith worketh patience, and let patience have its perfect work, that we may be mature and complete, lacking nothing. This is James chapter 1. Yes, hallelujah. Starting at verse 2. My brethren, count it all joy when ye fall into diverse temptations. Yes. So God, that is a place that we truly need to be transformed to get to a place of rejoicing. To get into a place of counting it all joy when we fall into various trials. You have to teach us. We got to continue to submit to learn that space. Knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. So it's not us that's being tried, is our faith that's being tried, is our faith that's being exposed, is our faith that's being revealed. What is the condition of our faith? Ooh, yes, God. Jesus. Knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience, but let patience have her perfect work. That ye may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. Yes, God. We thank you, O God, that patience must have her perfect work. And when patience have her perfect work, then we are mature. Then we are complete. Then we lack nothing. I ask us, how is our patience? I ask us, How is our love? I ask us. How is our peace? I ask us. How is our joy? I ask us. How is our gentleness? I ask us. How is our faithfulness? I ask us. How is our goodness? Jesus. Sometimes these various trials are come to produce that fruit of the fruit of the Spirit. This is not meant to destroy me. Hallelujah. This is not meant to destroy you. Oh, yetabasande boso. Reba handabasako. Somebody needs to say, I will not be destroyed. Hallelujah, Rabasa. This is being used to develop me. Oh, this is not going to crush me. This is being used to conform me to Christ. Oh, Lord. This is not going to break us. This is being used to build our spirit, man. Oh, Lord, thank you. That what the enemy meant for good, for evil, God, you are using for our good. Yes. You are using it for our good. So we thank you. And again, I ask that you will give us perspective. And again, I ask that you will give us understanding. And Lord, in this season, you know the season that we're in, what are you trying to teach us? What is this trial trying to teach me? This trial is a teacher. It's a teacher. Teaching me. It's an instrument used. Yes, hallelujah. Babayanda boso urubusia. To train me. What is it that you're trying to, what is this trial trying to teach me? Set up to teach me? Oh, we speak victory in the trial. We speak victory. Thank you, Heavenly Father. What is this trying to teach us? What is this trying to teach us? And what lessons are we not getting that we find ourselves going around the same mountain or dealing with the same thing? What is the lesson? What is the lesson? What is the lesson that we can get from this place of lament? What is the lesson? Yeshua Basaya. Bayanda Boso. Thank you, oh God. Oh, Lord, we thank you. What is the fruit that is able to be produced from this place that looks famined? We thank you for the fruit. Yes, God. Ushaya. What is the treasure? Yes, Andaya. That is discovered in the place of this trouble. What treasure? How are you creating us a treasure in using the trouble? God, we thank you. Oh, Lord, we thank you that we can have peace instead of stress. Oh, Lord, we thank you that we are able to have joy. Hallelujah, which is our strength. We are able to have joy. We thank you, oh God. What's trying to rob our joy, we come against now in the name of Jesus. What's trying to steal our peace, we come against it now in the mighty name of Jesus. What's trying to kill, hallelujah, reba andaya, reba sa, our trust, we come against it now in the mighty name of Jesus. God, let faith arise. Let God arise and every enemy be scattered. Let faith arise. hope arise, trust arise, let faith arise, 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 hope arise, trust arise, ah, let faith arise, hope arise, trust arise, oh Lord, let faith arise, trust arise, hope arise, let it arise, hallelujah, let it rise, hallelujah, let it rise, hallelujah, let faith arise, hallelujah, let hope arise, hallelujah, let trust arise in you, Almighty God, Almighty God, Almighty God, you are omnipotent, you are all powerful, you are omniscient, you are all knowing, you are hallelujah, omnipresent, you are ever present, you are present with me, and you are present with all those under the sound of my voice. You are, let faith arise, hope arise, trust arise, ah, in the name of Jesus, let faith arise, hope arise, trust arise, in the name of Jesus, let faith arise, hope arise, trust arise, ah, in the name of Jesus, yes, let faith arise, hope arise, trust arise, in that waiting place, in that place where time has seemingly against us. Let faith arise, hope arise, trust arise, in the name of mighty Jesus. Let faith arise, hope arise, trust arise, in the name of mighty Jesus. In the name of mighty Jesus. In the name of mighty Jesus. So we thank you, Lord. And we bless your name. We thank you, Lord. And we bless your name. In Jesus' name we pray. May the Lord keep you. May the Lord keep you, cause his face to shine upon you. Be gracious unto you. Yes. May he bless you, keep you, cause his face to shine upon you, lift his countenance towards you, and give you his peace. In the name of Jesus. Yaverekeka Adonai Veshmerecha. Ya'er Adonai Panavalacha Vikoneka. Yisa Adonai Panavalacha Veyasem Lacha. Shalom. God bless you. In Jesus' name. Until next time, remember, with God, all things are possible. Hallelujah. Shalom.
You're listening to Thank You, Jesus, Hour of Prayer with Mika, only on LA Talk Radio.